Spruce Pine in Mitchell County's Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree Project received a shot in the arm Saturday. USDA Rural Development awarded the project a Rural Business Enterprise Grant totaling $99,000.
The grant that we're receiving is actually helping us in the purchase of the building where the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree is housed. We have 9,000 square feet in this building. We do have plans and dreams to expand our retail space because we know as we grow with our product makers that we'll need more retail space for that. And so we are looking to 2008 to be able to do that. And we're really excited about the potential for what a new retail and doubled retail space in downtown Spruce Pine can do.
Patty Jensen is the project director of the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree. Also at the grant award presentation was North Carolina's senior senator, Elizabeth Dole.
I think it's tremendous. The effort that has been put in this to help people who've lost their jobs. Obviously, North Carolina's been going through a very tough economic transition with so many of our textile workers, furniture workers, losing their jobs, being displaced. And this is just a marvelous opportunity to provide jobs, and certainly I want to do whatever I can to be helpful, and we're going to hope to be able to get additional funding in Washington.
North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole. The grant award was also a part of the unveiling of the new products at the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree. These new products, crafted by 19 new product makers, range from wooden puzzles and ornaments to children's clothing. The Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree is an economic development project based in Mitchell County. The project has operated a retail store since November 2005 and launched its product catalog and official website during the 2006 holiday season. The project received national recognition when First Lady Laura Bush selected ornaments from the project to be featured in the White House Christmas exhibition. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.